Now large and in charge. So we need to check out what's going on in everybody yard. What about that gun that we know that Junior and his homeboys just ran out? Can we report that too?
Of course we can.
But we could be in deep trouble if they find out.
We need to report what we see, Beulah. When you call Crime Stoppers, they just answer your call in Miami.
So then we can report everything? Guns? Where they hiding the drugs? Who shoot who? Who bought a witch gang? Or who disturbing the peace with the loud music and the motorcycles?
Then our neighborhood will be the best in the Bahamas. And everybody gonna want to come live here. And then our house price will go up, gal.
So what we waiting on? What's the number?
If you see something, say something. Let us all pitch in and stop the crime before it's your time. Call 328-8477 from Nassau or 242-300-8477 from the Family Islands. Or text us through the Crack Crime Bahamas app. Stop the crime before it's your time.
This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news and intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversations. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Guardian Radio AM. Today is Wednesday, January 21st, and it's a little after 11 o'clock in the morning, and I shall be your host today. Today we get some representative from the community centers of the Bahamas. I don't get to the right name though, because it's the Ministry of National Security Community Centers, and it's actually the Awareness Week. And I'm just now learning that there's two different type of concept. And I say, man, I have some good guests who will be able to explain to me what it is that I need to know. Today I have in studio, I have Miss Belinda Chipman, and she's going to introduce herself and explain what her position is. And I have Mr. Bennett Ramming. And they are here telling me and give me update of the entire week and activities they plan to do. But more than that, they're going to explain to me what are the big and awesome things the community centers of the Bahamas have been doing over the years. So without any further ado, I'm going to introduce to you to Miss Belinda Chipman, who's going to go give a narrative of the whole program for me. Welcome, Miss Chipman.
Thank you so much, Mr. Newry, for having me. I'm excited because...
I'm excited.
Yes. When you put me to talk about things I love and I'm passionate about, I am excited. And so I am glad to have this privilege, to have this opportunity to, one, represent my ministry, which is the Ministry of National Security. And so as you asked about the community centers, let me just start here. The minister and the Ministry of National Security, obviously the mandate is to reduce crime and to ensure that person continue in that life. So if you're already a criminal, we try to reform. But if you're not, then we don't want you to get there, which means you have to reach all age groups. And so the minister is passionate about that. I feel based on working for the ministry and the minister that he is passionate about it, and not just that, he's dedicated to the work. And that means we have to target that from all angles. Of course, you have the military branches where we have the police, the defense force, and all of the entities that are under us. You know, we have now the National Youth Guard, and we have the HYPE program. So you're putting in not just the military forces. So it's not about just going out there roughing people up, but we want to deal with a holistic approach to healing the community, building the community, and at the same time eradicating the scourge of crime and violence. So our minister, I believe, and I have experienced, and his team, the acting permanent secretary, Ms. Gaynell Rowell, and of course the permanent secretary, Ms. Bridget Hepburn, they are committed to ensure that our community centers, which are not urban renewal centers. Urban renewal centers, they are under the Ministry of Social Services and Housing. Housing. And we are under national security. So our centers, the mandate is to heal one person at a time. The mandate is to ensure that we bring all of our store, that we build the community and keep persons positively and gainfully, yes, employed, you name it, anything that it takes holistically to get persons distracted from that life and now to have a positive outlook. That's what the minister is aimed to do. And so he has us, the center consultants that manage the centers, center managers. We are building more. There is one that is in Freetown that's about to be finished, of course. We have one on the corner of Gibbs Corner. That one should be finished. But now the ones that do exist, we have the Quaco Street Youth and Community Center, which that's the one that I am in. We also have the Edmund Moxie Center, ran by Director Cleo Strawn. We have the Fox Hill Community Center, ran by Mr. Donovan Roll. And of course, our newest baby, state-of-the-art building, we have Mr. Mitchell, Christoph Mitchell, sorry. And Mr. And so all of these centers boast a different, but in some cases similar, design of programming that would cater to that culture. Because, Mr. Nuri, I don't know if you know this, we had to do the studies to decide, okay, what is happening? Why is there a crime? Who is causing it? Who are the major offenders? Instrumental in causing the breakdown of the fiber of the community in that end, in that vein. And so after studying, then we learn the community and we build relationships with the community. This is why you see the Ministry of National Security would have a community walkabout so that the police can be, you know, familiar with the citizenry. And so that, you know, like we say, the police are your friends. And so we're all one. And so our entity, the community centers, would do similar, but we are extensive with that. We want to holistically touch every area of a human's life, okay? Because we discovered in those studies of the communities that you could feed somebody, but even just like in the Bible, Jesus was preaching to the 5,000, sorry. And even when you feed, you're preaching to them, they're not listening, they can't hear because they're hungry. So you feed them. And so you provide holistic programming that covers your spiritual side of you, your academic side of you, your health and wellness. You know, we have projects, initiatives, campaigns, always and continuously, and programs going on within these community centers to aid all of those areas. Then the programs, you know, when you were growing up, you used to have those after school programs where you could come, you could get your homework done, or you could join a band, or you could go do dance and learn how to do the rake and scrape, or whatever it is. But all of those elements, of course, is where you clean up the community. So everything together builds a community and gives it, obviously, that stability that it needs.
Ms. Chipman, and I appreciate all that, and mm-hmm. I'm excited by what you're saying. Mm-hmm. But you mentioned that the community centers are separate and apart from urban renewal.
Okay.
And I'm kind of confused, because I thought it was the same, right? So I from what you said earlier, that the national security community centers are crime focus or crime interruption or interruptive type focus and community policing. So it seems to be one is police oriented and the urban renewals are social services oriented. Is that what you're saying?
And don't get me wrong. Okay, so we partner with urban renewal because we believe that every entity that offers some sort of solution, maybe to TAPS for teen pregnancy, the psychologist, Dr. David Allen, every entity is what we use. We use those vehicles to build. So we are partners with Urban Renewal. They're just under a different entity from us. And I think our methods are a bit different. Mm-hmm. Our community centers we have our branches that deal with crime and all of that, but ultimately it's hosting a multi-generational audience of citizenry to be able to put programming in place to keep people occupied, which, yes, eventually will help. So, yes, no, we're not Urban Renewal, but we are partners with them. They are under Ministry of Housing and of course, social services is Minister Miles LaRoda. They're our partners as well, big partners, because one of our main one of our main mandates is to partner with Mama and Papa, all of our neighborhood and community stakeholders, because it really does take a village. And so as we partner with these stakeholders, we do something with the church. We do something with the police, like Quarko Street. We'll do something with the Quarko Street police. Fox Hill does a lot of collaborations with the Fox Hill police. Blue Hill Road will do with the Grove Police Station. And so we invite all citizenry, the business owners in the community, the schools, or the churches, all of the stakeholders are important towards the building of these communities. And because of that, our centers pull on those partnerships, and as we learn the community, design programming to be able to heal.
And how long has these national security community centers been in existence? This program is brand new. How long has it been in existence? Because, again, I'm familiar with urban renewal, and I'm trying to distinguish both.
Yes.
Right? And I'm seeing the difference.
Yes.
But just creating a narrative for those who are listening so they can appreciate the difference and they can move together and say, okay, I know where I'm going. I'm going to the program. How long has your operation been going on now?
Well, thank you so much, Mr. Neuer, for asking. And I tell you, the history is simple, but still, you know, very interesting, because, you know, IDB, the Inter-American Development Bank, mm-hmm. they partner with lots of persons throughout the Caribbean, but I think they favor us because they have a lot of projects in the Bahamas. And so soon to be, like, maybe 8 or more years ago, the partnership started where IDB came in and they decided, listen, we're going to do this program called the Citizens Security and Justice Program, right? Mm-hmm. And when they came in, I think it was under the Progressive Liberal Party, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. And I think back then the Secretary General was the person who was the director that was dealing with it was Miss Barbara Cartwright. Mm-hmm. And so they started out and they put some community centers in place. And this arm, it was four arms. One of the arms was to digitalize the court system. The other one was to deal with BDocs and to put things in place to refurbish the prison and put things, programming in place to reduce recidivism and all of those things, right? Train prisoners, etc. And then our arm was the community centers. Mm. And also out all the community centers, all of once we call it operationalization, where we opened them all simultaneously. We gave out paraphernalia. We invited the community to come in to learn about us and the programming that we would now host. But this was after we had already done our research and designed programming based on the culture of that community. Mm. And sometimes the culture is even different across streets within the same community. And so after designing that, now they're up and running. And now we have programming going on where anybody, any citizen from any part can walk into one of our centers and maybe use the computers to do some homework or sign on with one of our programs or, you know, and so, like I said, we partner with programs. So if we partner with other persons, let's just say the Prime Minister rolled out this program called Upscale, right? So we would approach them and say, listen, we have our centers here. We want to partner with you because it's doing a good. We want to partner with our personal agencies. We always sell our agencies and our branches and auxiliaries like the National Youth Guard. And so once these things come about, youth sports and culture might have some programs, and we try to have all the application forms in there, all the information, everything to help a person in the community.
So let me interject here, and have you restate all of the various community centers around New Providence? I'm not sure if they have any on the Family Islands, mm-hmm. but just so people will know where they are.
Okay.
And my question to you will be, is a typical day, I'm a student, first time going into a community center, because you're going to tell me where they are now. Mm-hmm. And I want to know, if I walk in, what happens? Like, where do I go? Is there a front desk information? What type of information is in the space? That type of information I want to get out.
Okay, so pretty much the community centers are are located. We have two that I said earlier. One is on the corner of Gibbs Corner, almost done, state of the art, so three-story.
You're building one on Gibbs Corner now. In
right
East
now.
Street. I see that.
Yes.
I see that.
Right? And so that's under our ministry, but also Minister Jomo Campbell, because that's Centerville. Okay, mm-hmm. So we have them in all the constituencies and the communities. So Freetown, obviously our minister is Freetown, and so his passion is to ensure that Freetown gets that attention with the community centers as well. So one is almost done there too.
Okay, so each of these community centers is operated by the constituency MP or
there? There are Ministry of National Security community centers, but like I told you, we are big on partnership. Anybody who is a stakeholder, from the MPs to the churches to the police to the schools to mom and pop, the businesses in the surrounding area, we invite them to be partners. But of course, because the program was initiated by this particular government, mm-hmm. their MPs are heavily involved in the, you know, design and the workings of the center. And obviously we take...
And it's curtailed based and created based on
their community. So, yeah. Of course, you want to work directly with them.
So you call it
two. So Quarko Street would be Minister Jomo Campbell.
And that's where you at.
And that's Quarko. Where I am at. Okay. All right. And then we also have... Edmund Moxie Community Center, that's on Blue Hill Road across from Super Value, and she is Miss Cleo Strawn, that's the director there.
Okay.
All right. And then she does all the collaborations.
Each community center have a director?
Yes.
Okay.
Right.
Continue.
Yes. And so for Fox Hill Community Center, which is huge, you know, in space. So all of them have their different designs and they boast something different.
So the Fox Hill one that's on the Fox Hill Road next to Roma Street?
The big blue building.
Big with the pool.
Yes.
Okay.
With the pool. Amen. And with the pool.
Who's the director there?
That is Donovan Roll.
Okay.
All right? Donovan Roll. From J Fitness. Yeah. Right. And then we also have Nassau Village, and this is our newest baby. I love it. It's three stories, I think, and it has a state-of-the-art kitchen with state-of-the-art refrigeration.
I walk through that place.
Man, the place is nice. It has, they just hosted persons who were evacuated for two different hurricanes. Melissa, they had like about 71 persons, and then for one previous to that, they had like about 20-something persons. So, but I'm just saying, so the newer designs, because these other ones, we didn't actually build those. So the ones that we're building, they will have an international design where we could use them for a myriad of things. We will have halls for persons for rental spaces. We have, and our rental spaces, let me just jab right in there, will be way less than the current rental spaces anywhere, public and private. And so, but really nice. You know, obviously they have the kitchens, bathrooms, etc. Nassau Village, like I started to talk about Nassau Village, they have showers. You know, so as we build them, they're becoming more and more...
Multifaceted
yes,
type thing.
Yes,
multifunctional.
Yes.
So we are now in Nassau Village. Who's the director there?
So the director there is Mr. Christoph Mitchell. Mm-hmm. And he, listen to me, he took off flying. I wouldn't even say running. So he sometimes is so busy, he can't even get out of the space because, you know, everybody was attracted to that space. And so he deals with a lot of things relating to the elderly because that center, that community has a lot of elderly. And you'll find that centers will always and go closer to things that are related to that, like I said, community. So if you see you have more career, children, then you might have more children programs, you know, and stuff like that. But it will always be diverse for a multi-generational audience. And so Mr. Mitchell, his passion towards dedication and the running of that center is amazing because he goes in there and then he has different programs. There are different people that are there now in the space using for different things, dance, different things, local in the community persons as well as outside persons, because we don't limit and we do not discriminate.
You can go in detail of that too. Are there any more communities?
And of course, so those are the four that are up and running, the two that are being building, so it's six, so two that
four
are
plus
being,
two.
Yes. And then obviously the full vision is to have them throughout all of the different I would say areas, constituencies then, for the lack of a better word. And then we will now manage them regionally, right?
Okay, I'm going to talk about the Fox Hill Community Center only because I live in Fox Hill.
Of course.
There's a strong Ministry of National Security presence, police
yes.
presence.
Yes.
All of the community centers have a strong police presence?
Do you know what? Ironically, yes.
Okay.
The one, because it's so, I don't know if chosen before, you know, from before I was there. And so I don't know if it's by design, and I believe it's by design because it is under national security, but all of them are like walking distance from police station, you know? And of course we are national security, and we obviously would want to partner with our own agencies, and the police are us. We are the police, right? So yes, they have a strong police presence up there, and in all of them.
We have a caller here who wants to engage you.
Uh-huh.
And I can get Mr. Raman to come in and get the tail end in terms of the activities happening for the
that's
week,
cool.
right?
Yeah.
As we engage this caller, the next question I'm going to ask is, I just walking into a community center, I'm not familiar or what's happening or can happen at a community center? And yes. I know you started.
Yes.
I know you started it.
Yes.
But give me like an overarching of a person who never went in. That's one question. I'm going to go to the caller first.
Okay.
And then the next question is, I'm a business owner. I'm a church. And I want to partner with a community center.
Okay.
But I don't know how.
Okay.
I don't know how to go about it. I'm just hearing it for the first time that you exist.
Mm-hmm.
I want you to give me a narrative on what can I do. But let me go to this caller first.
Of course.
And then those are the two questions. I just walking in
yes.
as a child, as an elderly person, and I want to take the benefits of a community center or what possibilities, right? And you mentioned even rent space and stuff like that. Mention all of that.
Yes.
And of course, the partnership. Caller, Guardian Radio AM. We're talking to right now, Miss Belinda Chipman. Are you a caller center manager? That's your position?
Yes.
She's a center manager at the Quacko Street Community Center. Go ahead, caller.
Yes.
Okay, Brother Nuri, how are you doing this morning?
Doing well.
Good. Are you and your guest? I had reasons to have visited the Fox Hill Community Center and also the community center in Nassau Village. I met, she called a name for the person that is the director at the Fox Hill Center. But I met a person I met a person, Mr. Warren Davis, when I went into Fox Hill. I don't know what is his position in there, but I was very much impressed with the service that I had got, the information that I got from him at that center. So I don't know what is his position at that center in Fox Hill, but I know, I remember the name, Mr. Warren Davis. Also, Mr. Christoph Mitchell, in Nassau Village. He, like you said, he took off flying. I am very much familiar with Nassau Village. But I don't know if Mr. Nuri know that community center in Nassau Village is the only building that is past Robinson Road with an elevator in it.
Mm. Okay.
There's no other building past Robinson Road with an elevator in it. Check it out. So they're really bringing the state of the art over the hill, you know, just slapping out a building and giving it to us. You know, they're bringing it. I love it. I love it. The only thing is missing from, I think, if I had something to do with the urban renewal in Nassau Village, instead of putting a swimming pool there, I would have put a police station right there on the main road, or put the urban renewal on the main road.
And thank you very much.
The urban renewal is so far in the back. If you don't really know Nassau Village, you really can't find urban renewal.
But let me let Ms. Chipman respond to it, because you mentioned the word urban renewal again, and this is different from urban renewal,
I
wanted to reiterate that point.
Yeah, I understand what he's saying.
Yes. Just wanted to reiterate that point. Okay, thanks again.
Thank you so much, caller. Thank you so much, and I thank you for your concerns. I also thank you for your counsel. Obviously, if you are a citizen of Nassau Village, then, of course, we welcome all of your counsels, because that's the spirit that we go into the communities with, to build the community centers by partnerships with the citizenry as well as everyone else. So thank you so much. As it relates to the urban renewal, I'm sure there are persons will be listening. I think, you know, sir, because of the intense density of population within some of these communities, it's really difficult to fat. I will say safely say, because there are partners that you know, maybe that's why they ended up around there. But you know, I'm sure the minister will hear your cry and see how we can deal with that. But as it relates to our community centers, yes, Nassau Village Center is really state of the art. There's a dynamic center. And yes, I thank you. We are bent on making sure. But because, listen, you know, we want to do like vegetable gardens. We want to do everything that a citizen could do to deal with all of our economies, our green economy, our orange economy, this economy. We trying to get into everything to build the Bahamas, like I said, holistically. So thank you so much, caller. Yes, definitely.
So I walk into a community center.
Mm-hmm.
What's the right name for it so I can make sure I say it right?
Ministry of National Security Community Centers. And then it would have the name Ministry of National Security, Quacko Street Youth and Community Center. Ministry of National Security, Edmund Moxie Center. Ministry of National Security, Nassau Village Center. Ministry of National Security, Fox Hill Center, Freetown Center, whatever the constituency is.
So I'm a youth or a parent, and I walk into the community center now. I'm not sure what's happening here, right? What greets me? What happens?
Okay, so pretty much as you walk into the centers, like I said earlier, all of the centers have a different culture. Mm-hmm. So the center managers would have learned that culture for that community and designed programming, as well as we have external persons who would come in with, let's just in class, and plus we might have our programming that deals with something that mama wants to do, like a gardening class or a book club or training barbering or training hair braiding, or, you know. And so, like in Quaker Street, I have, over the years, I've had persons who came to learn hair braiding and barbering. 1 year I had a barber in there for the whole year. Then I had a hair braider. Then I had a nail technician. You know, my space was really small. But like these bigger centers, they could do so much. Edmund Moxie, that center manager, is passionate about culture and heritage as well. And so she likes to sell, like, you know, Miss Erin Green, who was on earlier, she started to talk about us. And she said, you know, she was just playing Edmund Moxie's music in the morning, literally. The education of Mr. Edmund Moxie and other persons like himself is not out there. And so that center manager, when going there and learning about the heritage of that neighborhood itself and from whence it came, is bent on helping the citizenry to understand. So it helps with national pride. It helps with national identity to direct persons to who is who and who was who even before your time. And so that would be Edmund Moxie. But then you have Fox Hill. Man, listen to me. Where in this Bahama land, apart from maybe Adelaide Village, right? Who has heritage and culture like Congo Town? Fox Hill, man, listen to me. That was one of our original two settlements that were the more prominent towns. And so the heritage there, some things that they have, I was there for a short while before I went to Quaker Street. And listen to me, I learned in that short space of time. And this is why, about the heritage, about Congo Town and how it existed, and about the slaves and Fox Hill itself, is a rich heritage. That's why they have that festival every year. So we try to literally learn about that and the people, their mindset, the needs of the community. Some communities have different needs in terms of, and I don't mean like, give me something, give me that. I'm talking about like with programming.
Mm-hmm. So does each center have their own social media page or website that I can actually go and say, okay, they having a karate class this week, or they having some hair braiding this week, or they having a speaker come in? How do I know what is happening in the community center?
Okay, so as you are aware, because we are an entity under a ministry, a government entity, I have found, this is just me now, not even speaking on behalf of the ministry, but this is my observation, there's a change of leadership. Often, not just on the ministerial level, but also with permanent secretaries and undersecretaries. And so every grouping of leadership that comes in has a different vision. I have found that this particular group, who is Minister of National Security, and of course our undersecretary, and doing a whole reformalization of everything, including setting up the websites, including they have the communications department working overtime to put things on Facebook, to have those pages, like you said, websites and stuff set up. So we're not 100% there, but that's what the communications division is right now doing. This minister is pushing them, say, get the news out there, because you could have the best bread in the Bahamas. You could have the best hotel and the best food in the Bahamas. If nobody knows about it, then you wouldn't get the support. So that's what we have, a serious campaign going on right now with Miss Phyllis Johnson, who's our head of communications in the ministry, and to push the information from the center. But of course it takes time, so we're working on it. But in the meantime, we do our own as well, advertisement of the centers by going around to the center, to the community, because we know the people, you know, and tell them, listen, we're having this, we're doing that. Yes,
you mentioned that youth are able to come there to do homework. Like, what is there exactly? What do you mean by come and do homework?
Because so most of this, all of the centers actually have a computer lab, so to speak,
mm-hmm.
and one of the features. And so persons might not have that at home, depending on the neighborhood.
Is there internet there?
Yes. So we'll have internet in them and stuff like that, where persons can come. We might have programs that you could sign on to. You know, example, the capability is there for the upscale program or for one of our other programs, okay? just Bahamas-wide, the Ministry of Youth, Sports, and Culture, they have programs, and you want to do it, and you can't get to where it is, or you don't have Wi-Fi or a computer at home, you could go into one of the centers in the evening. Once you are respectful of the rules and regulations of that center, it's a safe space for the community to come and do a myriad of things, a multifaceted amount of things in those centers.
And I mentioned, what if people in the community want to give back and do they volunteer their services? How does that go about?
Well, I love it. I love it. In my experience and over the time since I've been there, that is how we get ahead. Because, you know, everything costs. And of course, in life, there's never enough money under any entity. Okay? The facts are. And so we always partner with persons who help. Over the years, we have had couples. We have had citizens from the same community who came and gave their service. And while you're on that topic, this is why I tell you, this minister and the permanent secretary, they and the acting permanent secretary, they're all conscious. And that's what I like about, one, treating the employees. They just honored a grouping of employees to show that, listen, we care, we see your work. That was very powerful in my mind, because I know about good treatment and I know about bad treatment. And so that was good for me. I understand why they did it. And I thought it was a powerful move towards building good morale. And the community center level now, listen to me, you walk into the community center, right? And you're there to do a program and you have people who care. Stakeholders can come and donate your time. You could come and donate anything you want to donate that's positive. Once you have something that's enriching and it is, what would I say? It is in alignment with our vision to grow a community and build a community. Lest you, Mr. Newry, you have communication skills. You could come give me an hour. We'll take it.
So who do I speak to?
Well, for me, Quarkle Street, you speak to me. For Fox Hill, you speak to Donovan Roll. For Edmund Mox, you speak to Cleo Strawn. And for Nassau Village, you speak to Mr. Mitch. And so anything you have as a skill, whether it's, like I said, whether it's in monitor, whether it, you speak to us, and we always take it through our upline, which is the undersecretary/permanent secretary, as acting permanent secretary, and those folks are the ones will say to you, okay, yes, that's a go. And once we get the proper permission, and of course, like I said, we also rent spaces. So yeah, man, it's a go.
We're about to take a commercial break, right? And I'm going to bring Mr. Raman in conversation to talk about this Awareness Week and all of the activities that the Ministry of National Security community centers are doing. Right? But I want to know about this rental space. I know Foxy can rent space.
Yes.
But where else can you rent
space? Yes, you could rent space in all of our centers. We have a fee scale, and the spaces are...
And rent space, like I can have a wedding there?
Yes.
I can have a function there?
Yes.
Yeah?
Now, everything in moderation and everything in accordance with the rules and regulations of the center. So you can't come in there while I want to break up the place. That's not allowed, okay? Mm-hmm. So we want you, we invite you to come. You might want to do, like I said, some karate classes, or you might want to do some dance lessons, you know, for your team, or you want to. But, and another thing is, when you're coming in to managers, if you have something that's positive, let's just say for an example, you have somebody coming to do some swimming lessons and you charging for your swimming lessons. And if you... And you and I tell you, listen to me, I have 6 children who come to this center. They're regular members. We mm-hmm. could do a barter system.
Barter system.
Do that too.
It's a possibility.
Yeah. Once you are able to understand what the vision is and we're working for one thing, we're not trying to be like, oh, I did this, because the aim is not to say take the praise and the glory for the work. It's to get the work done. And if we can turn one citizen, one child's life around, that's where we get the benefits back.
So if I had an NGO, right, mentoring young girls or young boys, whatever it is, right, but we don't have no space, can I come and say, hey, on Wednesdays, if you slow period at this particular time, if it's available, can I negotiate a price to come and bring my girls or boys there, and we do that, whatever the activity is? Is that possible?
Yes. As a matter of fact, right now, we have been in partnership for years with the Butterfly Club. Miss Paul from the Butterfly Club and her team, they mentor girls. And they've used all three of our centers. Well, I don't think Nassau Village as yet. But, you know, Fox Hill and Edmund Moxie and Quarkle Street, they're there every other week in Quarkle Street, still till today. All right? At 10:45, bring your girls, drop them off, the Butterfly Club. And they have different age group. They have pre-vetted persons who are there to teach the different age group of girls, you know, different things, you know, mentor them. Yeah, grooming and etiquette.
I enjoyed this conversation, Ms. Chipman. We're going to take a quick commercial break there, Kermit. When we come back, we're going to be talking to Mr. Bennett Ramming, who's going to give me some information about this week-long. Is it week-long, Mr. Ramming?
Yes, sir.
Like a week-long of events. I want to know each event for each community center space and how can I participate? How can everyone else come and participate and get more information and stuff like that?
Yes.
So we're talking to the Ministry of National Security. Their community center is having the Awareness Week. I'm learning a lot about community centers in general. I mean, I just did not know, but now I know. So I'm going, since I live in Fox Hill, I'm going to take advantage of all that's being offered at Fox Hill. Right? NASA Village is right down the road. I can go there and try to get some more information, especially with the hurricane stuff. I just want to get up to date on the opportunities for Bahamians and what's being offered. We're going to take a quick commercial break and we're going to come back and speak to, again, to Miss Belinda Chipman and Mr. Bennett Ramming, who are center managers at these various community centers. We'll be right back.
That's why they call it a waiting room. You won't have that problem at Fourth Terrace Diagnostic Center or Imaging at Groner. We never schedule multiple appointments, so you'll be in and out in no time. And if your initial screening reveals a concern, our radiologist can conduct an alternative screening right then and there. Call 328-8157 to schedule an appointment at Fourth Terrace Diagnostic Center or Imaging at Groner today.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
You try to rest, roll with the best. For all your printing needs, there ain't no one better, no. For posters and banners, magazines and flyers, for window decals, greeting cards and newsletters. No job too big and there's no job too small. You name it, we can print it, just give us a call. Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located at the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
And welcome back to Guardian Radio AM. Of course, it's C.A. Nuri. We have representative from Security Community Centers. They're having their Awareness Week, which is going to be from January 26th to January 31st, right? And they have a number of activities that they're doing. The theme, I can let Mr. Ramming tell me the theme. What's the theme this year for this Community Awareness Week?
We are better together. We're stronger together.
We are better together.
Better and stronger
and
together.
And stronger. Okay. Yeah. So, okay, what are we doing then?
Well, here's what we're going to do. We're going to start off at the Edmund Moxie Center.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And that's the one on Blue Road.
That's the one on Blue Road across from the Super Value.
Mm-hmm.
And we have a topic for every center also.
Okay.
So on Monday, we're going to have something we call Lunch and Learn. Or Lunch, Walk About and Learn.
Tell me about it.
And what that means is that you're going to enter into the Edmund Moxie Center, and we have somebody who's going to take you around to Edmund Moxie Center, showing you a lot of pictures and a lot of information. And I think everybody should know who's Edmund Moxie.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he fill in the swamp and clean up the dump for the village.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and that's and they call that village there the Edmund Moxie Village, where the National Insurance Board is also.
Mm-hmm.
The building, all of that was considered the Edmund Moxie Community Center.
Okay.
This building, though, have all the information on Edmund Moxie.
Just like a museum.
Yeah, like
some kind of commemoration type thing.
Yes, would give you the information from whatever he did way back in, well, I think I saw something from way back up to his death, right, where he did so many things for the community of, in particularly, Jumbe Village.
And this is happening on which day?
This is happening Monday.
Monday the 26th.
Monday the 26th.
And it's going to be from 10 o'clock to 1
p.m. 10 o'clock a.m. until 1 p.m.
Oh, when you say lunch and learn, what do you mean by lunch? You want to mention lunch?
But like, I'll get there right now. I'll get there right now. And
go
so
ahead.
We're going to have some lunch being served, yeah.
Good. I want to hear about the lunch.
We're going to have some lunch. I'm not going to give you the menu.
No, no.
But it's going to be a lunch menu in any rent.
Is the lunch free?
Yes, it is.
I just make sure when I come, I don't get no surprises. So
no surprises.
I'm getting lunch and a tour.
Yeah, so as you tour the center, you're going to enjoy some lunch, and then you're going to have some learning history, the history of Edmund Moxie himself.
Nice.
Great man. And I remember Edmund Moxie. I remember the song they made up of Edmund Moxie. Mm-hmm. I don't remember who sang the song.
I think, what is
it? Moxie.
Yeah, I still don't get the
Edmund
name.
Edmund Moxie.
Yeah.
You know? Clean up the dump and fill in the swamp for the village.
And Gumbay Village. Yes. Or something like, yeah. I remember. Okay. The name still come to me. Go
and
ahead.
So our manager there, Sister Cleo Strawn.
Willie Francis sang that song.
Oh, yeah. It is Willie. Okay. Well, okay. All right.
Go ahead.
So hopefully we'll have that recording there also. So people.
I know the song.
Okay.
The song.
All right. So Miss Cleo Strawn, she's the director. She's the manager, center manager there at Fox Hill. At Edmund Moxie Center. And so she's very, very versatile. And so she's going to give a great history on Edmund Moxie.
Nice. Okay, that's Monday the 26th.
Okay, so on the second date.
That's Tuesday now, the 27th.
Tuesday now we're going to go to Mr. Donovan Roll up in Fox Hill.
Fox Hill.
For fun. And then this is how we word it. Fun, folks, and food. Food, fun, and folks.
Food, folks, and
however you want to do it. Food, folks, fun, whatever. But here it is. We normally have a lot of females, a lot of elderly folks, and a lot of children around. This day we are challenging the men, including you.
Mm-hmm.
If you think you could beat somebody and play some domino, come and hang out with us.
Okay, so they have free food there too.
Free food also.
You notice I point out the food.
I noticed that, but yeah. So you've been on the fast already?
Yeah, I good.
But I hope so, because mm-hmm. now this is time to eat a whole lot of food. Okay. Free food. Free
from
fun.
10 o'clock in the morning to 1 p.m.
Again.
That's good.
Also, at those centers, myself, Bennett, I'll be doing a demonstration of a little rake and scrape, which is a...
Is this drum. A Fox Hill one?
Both of them.
Okay, both.
All of them, as a matter of fact.
Mm-hmm.
The Edmund Moxie Center, now we're on Fox Hill, and so we'll be doing a simple demonstration of the rake and scrape.
And for people who don't know, that Bennett Ramming is part of that Ramming Brothers type.
Yeah, thing. Them fellas. Who's going to fill their shoes? Yeah.
You know you're going to sing that part again.
No, I can sing something else.
Okay.
Because we also have a team song
mm-hmm.
for this whole community month.
Okay. Allen Brothers can be there?
No.
Just you?
Just me.
Are you bringing any rake and scrape things?
I can try.
Okay.
And I hope you'll be there too, so I can show you how to. You might be able to scrape this off for me.
Any place with free food, I speak. That's two places. I have a date for Monday. I have a date for Tuesday. That's the Edmund Moxie Center on Blue Road. And Tuesday, or the 27th,
it's
going to be the Fox Hill Community Center there. Right, that's a blue building with the pool.
Big blue building with the pool.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then the next day.
That's Wednesday the 28th.
Wednesday the 28th. We're going to go into Nassau Village.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to be chefing it up.
That's food again, right?
Yeah, food again.
Okay. Chefing it up.
Chefing it up.
What's happening there?
And there's a different little twist, because that's not center like to cater to elderly folks also, but also we cater to the disabled community.
Really?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
And so you're going to have another exciting time there with Mr. Mitchell, who have his friend, I call him Ambassador Chef Hall.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Ambassador Chef Junior Simeon Hall. He's going to be there cooking up chef. And I think you heard about him before.
He
does a good job.
I want to hear more about this. Mind you, I'm about to bring Mr. Mitchell here to give
That's
me
fine.
More information about this disability awareness and community.
Yeah, I think it would be good.
Yeah.
It would be good.
I want to know now if he partners with disability people, empower them in an opportunity. Because I know a person who's played this, that thing, not a hope.
The accordion.
Accordion.
Yeah.
And that's an opportunity for them. And he has some challenges also, because he's visually impaired. So now that you say there is a center that centers around him, I need to push issues.
Well, yeah, I said, I hope he be there on Wednesday. So me and him could do a little rake and scrape.
There you go.
He played the accordion.
Yeah.
I have somebody beat the drum. I somebody to scrape the song.
Okay, did you hear it? Okay.
So that would be another great day coming. And so, yes, as people listen to us, yeah, as people, Belinda says she's going to do the dance.
Chicken dance?
Yeah.
Okay.
So as people listen to us, we are asking people to come out. You've heard the whole history of where the community center comes from,
mm-hmm.
where it came from, and what they do today.
Mm-hmm.
It's different from the urban renewal.
I see that. Right?
And so, but here what we're doing is we're catering to absolutely everybody. back to Fox Hill. Fox Hill want the man to come out.
Mm-hmm.
We don't want the man to stay on the side and drop off the children, drop off the females, drop off the elderly. No, we want the man to be a part of Fox Hill, and particularly Fox Hill.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Come on, let's have some fun, some clean fun.
Yeah.
Okay? Then, and then.
This is day four. This is the 29th now.
Excuse me.
Culture
Kwaku
vibe.
Street.
Okay. That's Miss Chipman right there. She knows she's going big. Go ahead.
Yeah. Kwaku Street is going to have what we call the cultural vibe. Where we're shutting down Kwaku Street from all traffic.
Oh, it can be like a fair. Okay. Go big, eh?
Go ahead.
And she's going to do her thing. She's going to have so many different things like storytelling and face painting and bouncing castle and game activities, horse and buggy rides. You hear that?
I ain't seen the word food, though.
Well, food's going to be there also.
Okay, let's make sure, Mr. Chipman.
Well, let me read that list so you can understand. The Kwaku Street Community Center, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. for a day of food, fun, and behavioral culture.
Nice.
You got that?
Nice.
Okay, and at the end of that now, Junkanoo.
Junkanoo too.
Now we come, next she said, you come over the hill.
Mm-hmm.
Not because you come over the hill means everything is excluded.
Mm-hmm.
This
mm-hmm.
is where you get the impact of our cultural services at Kwaku Street.
So you have 4 days of activity.
4 days of activity, but that's not the end.
That's not the end?
That's not the end.
What else happened?
On Friday, which is the what? Which date is that? The 30th.
Saturday.
Friday the 30th is a preparation day for our fun run walk, our community center's fun run walk.
Let's talk about that.
Free fun run walk.
I ain't
free,
gotta pay.
Free, free. So everything about this week coming up is free.
But let's talk about the fun run walk. That's gonna be on a Friday or Saturday?
That's gonna be on Saturday. That's gonna be Saturday, starting at 6:30 p.m. at the Edmund Moxie, Center. Okay? I'm sorry, it's gonna start off at the R.M. Bailey Park, 6:30 in the morning. Bust to that area. Who want to drive? They're going to drive to R.M. Bailey Park,
mm-hmm.
park their car, and that is where the walking start.
What time in the morning? I didn't
We're
catch
starting 6:30.
Okay,
sharp.
So this is Friday?
This is now Saturday.
Okay, now I understand.
Friday is only the preparation day for all of these different things because we're also going to be at the Edmund Moxie Center all day.
For Friday?
On Saturday. The front, we start off, let me see if I can clear it up for
yes,
you.
Yes, please.
Friday, we're going to go into to the Edmund Moxie Center to do our preparation for Saturday.
Okay.
Saturday morning, we start off at the R.M. Bailey Park.
At the R.M. Bailey Park at 6 o'clock on Saturday.
6:30 on Saturday,
Saturday
morning.
Saturday.
We're going to walk from the R.M. Bailey Park to the Edmund Moxie Center.
Ah.
Now, we have a lot of gifts to give out. First place finishers. For different categories of age and stuff.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you know.
So there's prizes and surprises.
Prizes and surprises.
Again, Saturday from R.M. Bailey Park.
From R.M. Bailey Park. And again, this is a free situation where you get your little package also.
You get packages also?
You get your little package.
I just need to show up and walk and get things.
Nah, you understand. And then with that being said, for the different, we have 4 different centers. We have 4 different colors. So each center and their area will have a color shirt to put on. And you march by that.
So I can go and walk representing Fox Hill?
Yes.
And they can give me a shirt particularly for Fox Hill.
Yes,
I come from that Fox Hill area community center.
Okay. And each Fox Hill, well, let's put it like this then. Each center area. And so we choose different areas for different color.
Mm.
Also, you'll be able to go online to register.
Oh, you can go online to register?
Yes, sir.
Okay. So where do I get this? I see they have a QR code. Where do I get this QR code to scan then?
I
can scan this one to help.
You can scan this one.
But where do people
and I think
scan
people
there?
Just go online.
Okay, go online.
And pick up the community center's front run walk,
mm-hmm.
and they sign in.
Okay.
And there you go. You have different age bracket that you can sign in because you're going to be winning your prize for different age bracket also.
If people who don't have computer or don't get access, can they register last minute at...
Yes, they can.
So that's, come early.
Come early.
Come early and register.
And go to the centers and register as a matter of
all
fact.
Or go to the centers and register.
Each center at this point in time and register,
mm-hmm.
for this fun run walk.
I see this texter saying, I need to get Mr. Bennett Ramin's number. Do you have a cell number or a coordinated number that they can call?
Well, they can call my number.
You can say the number now, caller. So listen right now. Go ahead.
422.
422.
62.
62.
36.
36. Amen. And that's Mr. Bennett Ramin there, just in case you want to call him and get some more information. Some people give me some history on Jumbe Village now.
Yeah.
I'm going through that.
Okay.
But go ahead.
And so,
go ahead, finish.
And so then, after this fun run, the day is not finished.
That's Saturday, January 31st.
That's next week, Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
The last day in January.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. The day is not finished. The day has just begun.
Mm-hmm.
Because we're going to have a full all-day event.
You have an affair?
It's holistic. Everything. You name it, and it's going to be there.
Tell me
and
what that is.
Let me start with this. It's going to be, we're going to have the all the armed forces. We call it boots on the ground.
Boots on the ground.
They're going to be there. And they're going to be there recruiting young people who wants to be a part of the whatever the force, whether it's the police force, defense force, prison. Okay. We're going to have people registering for the upcoming election.
Okay.
Okay. We're going to have food from every, wherever you can find food. We're going to have food for people who don't eat meat,
mm-hmm.
and food for people who just, you know, who just want to have a ball.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to have bouncing castle.
It's a fair. You're having a fair on Saturday.
Yes, straight through. Just a whole lot of stuff going down for the whole family.
So I get to go back to Ms. Chipman, because Ms. Chipman's going detail. Mind you, Mr. Ryan doing an awesome job.
Yeah.
But Ms. Chipman, he's telling me about the big fair happening on the 31st.
And she's excited, so.
Yeah, I see that. Give me some more information about the big fair happening on the 31st after the fun walk run thing.
Well, listen to me. You see, I've given you a chippy drum beat.
I see that.
Because, listen to me, this is serious. We ain't playing. We about to have fun. This thing, you know, January people took a little fast the first 2 weeks of January. So we're closing out January now. The fast time for this particular month is over. Because on the 31st, which mm-hmm. is our culmination, the big bang, the big extravaganza for the Ministry of National Security's Community Centers Awareness Week. This is going to be epic. Because we start that morning off with the fun run walkathon. We're going to have music and a DJ to hype you up as you take that journey. It's not too long from the Aaron Bailey School, come down Robinson Road, turn right on the roundabout there onto Blewett Road, and then down to Edmund Moxie Center, which is that big yard across from the food store, the Super Value Food Store on Blue Hill Road. And then as we get there, then Mr. Donovan Roll is going to do the medal presentation. I tell you, I plan to come first, okay?
Nice.
I plan to come first in the over 16 category, okay?
Very over 16.
Over 16, all right? And so he's going to give out those medals. And listen to me, these medals look good, Mr. Nehemiah. Let me show you.
You bring a medal?
Of course I bring.
Oh, yeah.
Can I keep this medal?
Listen to me. You have to win this.
That's what they for show off.
You ain't.
That's nice.
You're not from the generation who wants things easily, okay?
No, I like winning things easily.
Heavy. Stop it.
It's a heavy medal.
That's why I come, because at Fox Hill, I'm going to beat you in domino too. Mm-hmm. And talk back to you, okay? Mm-hmm. So listen now. So this thing is serious, because we about to lick off with a day of fun, of food. We're going to have booths that will offer you so many diverse versions of food. But we have other vendors
mm-hmm.
who bring a different thing, craft and different small business vendors.
It's a fair.
Bang extravaganza, our culmination to our week that says, listen, we love the community. We are also going to, and in that derived from this week, honor some persons. Every community center manager was allowed to give six names
mm-hmm.
where they could say, listen to me, Ministry of National Security, I have these people and they have been excellent to me. Doesn't matter the age group or anything, you know, and they have supported us, whether it's through donations, it's through service and volunteerism, whatever it is. And so the ministry is going to honor them just like they just honored some of their staff. I'm telling you, this ministry and this minister, they are big on making sure.
Contact numbers for people who want to participate or want more information for the centers in general.
Listen to me. The contact numbers are the Ministry of National Security's numbers, as well as you could dial a center manager direct.
Yeah, and also you already have my number. That's 422-6236.
That's okay. And 436-6048-810-3252. All right? But mainly, you just call the... Ask for the undersecretary, who is now the acting permanent secretary, and she could give you any one of our numbers for any one of the centers.
That's next week. This is the Ministry of National Security Community Centers Awareness Week. That's kicking off on Monday, January 26th, then it goes on to Tuesday, January 27th, then Wednesday, January 28th, then Thursday, January 29th. And of course, the preparation day is on Friday, but on Saturday, the big walk-a-thon.
Big.
And fair.
Yeah, and fair.
Yes.
Yeah. Prizes and surprises. Hoopla. Right.
There you
Kitty
go.
Kitty Center.
There you go.
Everything you need and more. Man, listen to me. We do this.
Music, food, and dance. Yes. And don't forget the Rick and Script by the Ramming Bro.
Brother,
you see, no poo. Okay. Have a wonderful day, guys. Yes, Radio AM. And thank you very much
for
joining
us. Thank you so much, Mr. Nuru, for having us.
Yes.
God bless.
Have a wonderful day.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, streaming on guardiantalkradio.com and the Guardian Radio app, Nassau, Bahamas.